The British government has announced it's overhauling the anti-terrorism laws that it put in place after September 11th. Under the new laws, police could put suspected terrorists under house arrest and restrict their access to telephones and computers. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London, the new measures are nearly as controversial as those they are replacing.
The British government has suggested a novel solution to a tough legal problem: how to deal with suspected terrorists who threaten national security but who haven't yet committed any crimes, or against whom the only evidence is classified intelligence. Until now, British authorities could respond by indefinitely detaining suspected foreign terrorists without trial. But last month, the Law Lords, Britain's highest court, ruled that these measures violated European human rights laws. They basically said the measures were worse than the threat of terrorism itself. Yesterday, Britain's top security official, Charles Clarke, told Parliament that the threat of terrorism still posed a public emergency to the nation. He said that in future, terrorist suspects would either be restricted to their homes or deported.
There would be a range of controls restricting movement and association or other communication with named individuals. The imposition of curfews and/or tagging, other restrictions on access to telecommunications, the internet, and other technology.
Britain still has a dozen or so suspected foreign terrorists detained without trial, and Clarke said they would remain in prison while Parliament considers the new law. Last month, the Law Lords also criticized the anti-terror laws for allowing detention without trial of foreigners but not British citizens. To avoid further charges of discrimination, the new policy would allow the home arrest of both foreigners and Britons suspected of terrorism. Clarke admitted the new rules would be controversial. Sure enough, members of Parliament, the media, and civil libertarians were not impressed to hear that detention without trial would be replaced by home arrest without trial. Edward Nally is president of the Law Society, which represents English and Welsh lawyers.
The principle of actually having bail conditions, parole, tagging, surveillance and so forth after charge, after trial, is quite commonplace and a regularly used technique. Something before trial or conviction, somewhat unusual.
The Law Society said the control orders should only be an interim measure for police to use while they prepare evidence. Otherwise, it would be an abuse of power. David Davis, the Conservative Party's spokesman on security matters, also questioned the proposed law.
Throughout our history, millions of British subjects have sacrificed their lives in defence of the nation's liberties, and it would be a sad paradox if we were to sacrifice the nation's liberty in defence of our own lives today.
At tea time yesterday, a tea room in the House of Lords was buzzing with talk of the new measures. Lord Howell of Guildford said the House of Lords would examine the proposed law very carefully.
The long-established right that you cannot be held for more than 72 hours without being charged, which is the habeas corpus law, is obviously under great strain. It's very worrying.
When U.S. authorities detained four Britons suspected of terrorism without trial at Guantanamo Bay nearly 3 years ago, the British government asked Washington for their release. The U.S. agreed, and the men came home Tuesday night, but only after Britain promised the four would no longer threaten U.S. security. Last night, police announced that they had questioned and released the men without charge. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.